From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the coup in Burkina Faso comes to an end. The coup leader has apologized to the country, says he wants to hand over power to a civilian government. In a statement Monday, General Guibert Diendéré says he will step down as the country's de facto leader at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. That regional group is holding an emergency summit in Nigeria's capital Tuesday to discuss the situation. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned China on Monday that China-sponsored cyber espionage is a major stumbling block to U.S.-Chinese relations. Speaking in Washington, she said such spying must stop. Those comments come just 3 days ahead of a state visit by China's president. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday significant progress has been made in the UN's long-running probe into allegations that Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukio Amano said he reported to the IAEA's board about a trip to Iran that included visiting the Parchin military site that has been a key focus of the investigation. He said environmental samples were taken at Parchin before his visit in a process that included Iranian representatives, in his words, swiping samples. He said authentication by the agency of the samples was achieved through the use of an established verification process. Pope Francis landed Monday in Santiago, the last stop on his tour of Cuba, where he has been praised for helping to build ties between Cuba and the United States. The pontiff will visit the United States beginning on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Scott Walker has suspended his race for the White House. Analysts and insiders attributed the Wisconsin governor's decision to a lack of funding. Walker said he'd become disillusioned with the Republican race and that the overall campaign had, in his words, drifted into personal attacks. He called on the remaining candidates to develop what he called a positive conservative alternative to the current front runner. That's Donald Trump. Hungary's parliament has authorized the army in that country to use non-lethal force against migrants who enter the country illegally. Hungary has already sealed its border with Serbia with razor wire.
A bevándorlók már nem csak dörömbölnek.
Prime Minister Viktor Orbán told parliament Monday the migrants, in his words, are overrunning us. He said they're not just banging on the door, they're breaking the door down on top of us. Other European nations strongly criticized Hungary's reaction to the migration crisis. European Union leaders plan to hold a summit on the migrant issue on Wednesday. Russia's President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate the actions of their country's armed forces in and around Syria to prevent an unintended military confrontation. The two met Monday at the Russian presidential residence outside Moscow. Netanyahu said the talks were conducted in an atmosphere of mutual respect. Kenyan students have been absent from school since the beginning of the month due to a national teacher strike. Jill Craig takes a look.
The Kenyan government has ordered public and private schools across Kenya closed as a national teacher strike reaches its third week. Many private schools are ignoring the order issued Friday, but public schools are unable to do so. Teachers and students are waiting for the Kenyan National Union of Teachers and the government to resolve salary issues. The Supreme Court previously ordered a 50% to 60% pay increase for teachers, but the government of President Uhuru Kenyatta argues teachers are paid well enough already and it does not have funds available to fulfill the court's mandate. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Prospects for a UN-sponsored power-sharing agreement in Libya dimmed Monday as heavy fighting erupted in the city of Benghazi. Two rival governments are vying for control of that country. The UN's envoy to Libya remained locked in negotiations in Morocco as a deadline for peace talks came and went Sunday. A suicide car bomb exploded Monday near Somalia's presidential palace in the capital Mogadishu. At least 7 people were killed. Hospital sources say another 21 were wounded. The suicide bomber rammed his car packed with explosives near a checkpoint of the presidential palace, which houses the office of Somalia's president and prime minister. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.